It's the 24th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Property prices across Bedford increased between January and February according to the Land Registry figures. The average house price in the area for February was close to £338,000, a rise of 1.1% over January data. The East of England overall values went up by 1.7%, with the highest property values in St Albans at £589,000. Terrace houses in Bedford saw the largest climb and detached homes the smallest. New buyers caught a £740 break, spending around £274,000 on their first home. The case of Annette Smith from Stopfold, who has been missing for the past 5 months, is now being treated as a murder investigation by Bedfordshire Police. The 74-year-old was last seen with a woman driving a black or dark blue car. Miss Smith was carrying a suitcase as she entered the vehicle. SA Dam plans to invest an additional £50 million at the Eagle Brewery in Bedford, which they acquired a year and a half ago. From that facility, the Barcelona-based brewing company plans to produce their world-famous Estrella Dam beer, the only other location outside of Spain where the entire recipe will be recreated. A spokesperson for the company said, "This investment in Bedford reflects our long-term commitment and our devotion to UK consumers." The Marston Vale line between Bedford and Bletchley is now completely operational with a full hourly weekday timetable. To celebrate, London North West Railway will price all tickets for just £1 between any two stops. The offer ends on the 20th of May. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.